WKXW.com. WKXW Trenton. WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Patrick Lavery. Topping our report this hour, some welcome news for the state's faith communities. Governor Murphy says as long as the health metrics continue to trend in the right direction, he hopes to raise the limits on indoor gatherings beginning the weekend of June 12th to allow for more people to attend indoor religious ceremonies. Currently, the limit is at 10.
Our houses of worship are cornerstones of our communities, often rooted in historical and cultural tradition.
Murphy adds that his administration will continue its deep partnership with the state's faith communities to work through the proper safeguards that will need to be in place before welcoming people back into their houses of worship, adding that he doesn't want any openings to have an adverse impact. Governor Murphy announces reopening dates for horse racing as soon as next weekend with no fans. Child care centers, June 15th. Non-contact organized sports, June 22nd. Day camps, July 6th. Other non-essential, non-retail businesses remain closed, again, with the governor saying things look like they're heading in the right direction. The continued plea from state officials, go get tested for COVID-19 if you can. New Jersey wants to collect as much data as possible, and as of this weekend, more than 200 testing sites will be operational. Monmouth County freeholders have grown tired of waiting for guidance from the Murphy administration on when the economy will reopen and what regulations will be in place, so they're trying to speed up the process. Freeholder Director Tom Arnone is preparing a pitch for the governor that each county should decide when to reopen and what safety protocols will be in place.
We know what's best for our businesses and our residents to be able to work and be able to achieve profit, and more importantly, to be safe.
Arnone says safety is first, but the time to act is now or risk businesses closing down and more people becoming unemployed. New York City is looking at June 8th for its first stage of reopening to begin. State Governor Andrew Cuomo says NYC is meeting goals for hospital rates and testing. It will continue to stockpile PPE and monitor hotspots. Meanwhile, upstate New York is preparing to reopen hair salons and retail shops under strict safety guidelines. Don't call it a murder hornet, say Washington state officials. The first Asian giant hornet in that state this year has been found dead. We reported weeks ago on these hornets. Officials are now trying to determine if colonies have been established. The big bugs prey on honeybees, and there was a suspected bee kill late last year in Washington. Turn to NJ1015.com for more on New Jersey's coronavirus crisis. A pretty good weekend ahead. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 5:07. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
Your weekend forecast looks pretty good as the sun comes out and humidity drops dramatically, but we're not there yet. One more push of showers and thunderstorms likely for tonight, and those storms may be on the strong side, especially in northwestern New Jersey. No matter what those raindrops do, whether or not they fizzle as they approach the coast, it's still going to be muggy tonight. Lows fall only into the upper 60s. Then tomorrow, clearing the sunshine with falling humidity. Still warm for your Saturday with highs near 80. Sunday will be the cooler day of the weekend, highs lower 70s, but still lots of sunshine and a refreshing breeze. Partly sunny on Monday with highs again near 70. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
New Jersey weather made possible by At-Home Recreation. Keep your pools and hot tubs safe and summer ready with At-Home Recreation, now offering free water testing from their parking lots. At-Home Recreation is fully stocked and always practicing all safety guidelines to keep their staff and customers safe. Visit athomerecreation.com for a store near you. Stone Harbor, 73 degrees. Ewing, 84. Bedminster, 83. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5.